Good morning, Rosemary. Yes, well, really heart support is the essence of our organisation, or peer support, I should say. For any reason, anybody's had or is being treated for a heart event, it's a life-changing time for them. So talking with someone who's been through the same or similar circumstance can make it easier. It's not always easy to talk to the doctors and nurses are good, but sometimes it's not that easy. Mm-hmm. So like any major life event, just having someone to talk to, and that's where the peer support group comes into its focus.
Absolutely. Stephen, I can certainly see that having someone to talk to would be a huge help when you may have a whole lot of worries about what's in store. But how do the peer support groups actually help in a practical way?
Well, one way is to become a peer support member. Mm-hmm. I do have to plug here.
Yes.
We are always on the lookout for new members. We have those people, especially someone that's had a heart event and they are from the medical field and have that experience in such like, that's very helpful for us. Mm-hmm. And that we know we've got somebody that can actually talk with people in the hospital, but with having had the event also themselves.
Mm-hmm.
But socially, is what we do in our area. Mm. Is basically we have coffee get-togethers at the moment, meetings. COVID really blew everything apart for a while and made
it
a mess of it.
Yeah, for everyone.
So, but we do have our coffee chats now, and that's becoming easier, and people find it more comfortable and relaxing.
Mm-hmm.
Formal monthly meetings will probably come down the line again somewhere. And we also have something to get you back into your into the swing of things, into life, because really having a heart attack doesn't stop you from doing things. You just have to recover from it. Mm-hmm. So part of our function is to possibly raise some funds. We've donated over 80, not 80, I beg your pardon, I think 20 defibrillators across the community. Mm-hmm. By fundraising. A portion of that money, the rest of it came obviously through the government funding. We also have a web-based operation from National Office where members can drop in once a month and listen to a guest speaker, and there's time for questions and answers. Plus the office is available most times if somebody wants to ask pertinent questions. And if they can't answer it, then they will find somebody within one of the groups
that can answer it.
That work and do the same thing for you. So,
listeners, we're speaking to the president and of the district health heart support Australia. So this is pretty good information that you're giving us, Stephen. Well, we all know the things that we should do to make our hearts better. Just run through really quickly a couple of the things that you know we may not necessarily know about.
Well, we have I just lost words. Tongue-tied all of a sudden. Yeah, I know, it happens.
So if you're a smoker, obviously, quit it, yeah?
Sorry?
I said if you're a smoker, you'd better quit it, yeah?
Our patron, Dr. Ross Walker, a very strong advocate of give up all those things like smoking, junk food. Mm-hmm. And I use the term loosely, alcohol. Mm-hmm. If you can reduce it, all these sort of things really do an impact on your body, on your system.
They do.
Eat healthily. Cut down on salt and sugar. Both of those, you lead yourself up towards diabetes as you grow older. Mm. And salt is not really that good for your arteries and everything else, but you still do need it. Mm. So. Mm-hmm. Don't stop altogether.
Mm.
And keep fit. Those walks down the shopping aisles, they do you good. although you might not like to push the trolley around all the time, but you can go for a walk through the shopping centres in the stress of the day, the hottest part of the day, and you've got your exercise in for the day.
You have.
And I suppose the best part of it would be reduce your stress where possible.
Yep.
Smile a lot.
Yep.
Have a laugh. That really, really does help. Trust me, I do know that.
Good. Stephen, we are pretty well out of time. Just give something else that our listeners might like to know.
Okay, we've got a couple of branches around Australia, or a few branches around Australia. We've got two in Queensland. Mm. And we are also obviously looking for funds, and we try not to take funds out of membership. We try and get funds from the public, I suppose you could say. Mm-hmm. And one of those ways is for somebody who's been through a heart event to join our collaboration with the charity TV Global. Mm-hmm. And you get a chance to become a TV movie star for a week. Woo-hoo. Doing an adventure somewhere in a location in Australia, mm-hmm. not known straight away, but it's a surprise.
Yep.
And that's being prepared for 2023. So what I would say is give us a call on, if you're on the web, mm-hmm. on www.heartsupport.org.au, or give us a call on 02-6253-0097, and I think Rosemary will have those numbers in the office available should you want to ring the radio station.
We certainly
and
will.
And become a movie star for a week around the world, possibly.
Sounds fabulous.
It is syndicated.
Good on you. Listeners, we've been speaking with Stephen Dunchock, and he is the president of Caboolture and District Heart Support Australia. Stephen, thank you very much for your time today, and we'll look forward to finding out who's going to do that adventure in 2023. Thanks for your time.
Thank you.